Of course, you've got fantastic new facilities at your club there at Sydney University. Number 2 Oval looks an absolute treat compared to the sewer that it was when the mud sort of came about and the rain came about on those 6 cricket pitches in the middle of the ground. But it's a really good sign for the club that they can get the land and get that number 2 ground fixed up and the facilities underneath it help the next generation of fellas like yourself move through and continue the success and the competitive nature of Sydney University as a club.
Yeah, I think any facility development we have in rugby is a great step forward. I think it's great to see that there will be that number 2 oval at Sydney to be utilised better. I think, you know, the number 1 copped a lot of heat when AFL and cricket and rugby were all played on there. You know, it didn't really get much of a break, and when big rain came, we saw the effects of that. So going upstairs or just up onto the top field is going to be a really good move for everyone, you know. Yeah, rugby you get to go there, but I'm sure they'll be playing other games like soccer, and there's going to be a great gym there. And Sydney Uni's at the forefront of that sport, of the sporting landscape in terms of universities, because of the facilities they put up, and that's one of the great things about it.
Finally, of course, it was great to see that the Sydney Stars took on the CSU New South Wales Country Eagles last year in Tamworth, your old stamping ground, Chillingworth Oval, of course. You weren't able to play, but the great thing was you came up and you put a bit of work into the schools there a little bit early to help push it along with Walshy. It's just great to come back home just on the odd occasion instead of the smog and the cars and the pollution, all the stuff that comes from being in Sydney. And the Bill Corp Cup, your overall thoughts of it, having played a little bit of it and then, of course, playing in those higher levels, it's just another level we really needed between club rugby and super rugby?
Yep, it was great to get back to Tamworth last year, and I always love getting home, and even coming to Armidale, you know, it's got a similar kind of feel to it, a lot more relaxed place, people are very friendly, and really do enjoy coming back to the country. I think the NRC is going to have a place in our rugby pathway. We need people playing it, we need our young blokes playing it, we need everyone playing it, to be fair, who isn't playing for the Wallabies or any other selection or any other rep team at the time. So I think it's still growing and they're still working on it. I mean, it's great that Bill Corp support it. It's such a great company. Tony and Josephine Suka run there. I mean, it's great that we've got such a good rugby supporting company in Bill Corp. You know, they've always been a big rugby company, which is great for everyone involved. And I think the NRC's, it's got a place for us. We just have to make sure that we evolve it to what's going to make our rugby players the best, and also what's going to be the best in entertainment. You know, we see things like the Big Bash start up and really get rolling, and although the NRC is on a different level of that in terms of fanfare and stuff like that, we want something there like the Big Bash that entertains but also encourages good running rugby.
Well, the thing is, you're producing that, and of course the Big Bash is basically 90% state players who never get seen.
Yep.
And they're playing in front of 2 men and a dog at Sheffield Shield games, but it's just a matter of getting it publicised. Fox Sports have the rights to that for the next 5 years, so they have the responsibility with the ARU to get out there and support it. So I want to thank you for your time, Paddy. We wish you all the best. We'll be looking forward to seeing you in the Dacre New South Wales Waratahs shirt as Super Rugby kicks off against the St George Bank Queensland Reds at the SFS. Of course, you want to become a member, that's easy to do. Just go to waratahs.com.au, click on the membership logo on top of the page, and we look and thank Paddy for his time up here at the New England Mutual National Rugby Camp.
Thanks very much, Wixie. Cheers, mate.